Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ,
brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, my little victory is that I have backup today on the very last day before the holiday, and that was DZ today.
You got backup?
You were my backup when I called Owen.
Well, who the hell's my backup?
I don't care. That's not my problem. I'm not worried about your backup. I'm worried about my backup.
Well, I got your back. What's up?
I came in. I was FaceTiming with Owen because it's so cold. You have to wear a coat today. I know you're in middle school. I know you don't wear coats
because you're too cool.
You don't want to carry it all day. Whatever. You don't know anywhere to put it. You don't use your locker. You have to wear a coat today. So then DZ was in the background going, hey, Poppy, yes, you got to wear one today.
Unk had to unk in the unk direction, not the funkle direction. You know what I'm saying?
He's not going to make it at the bus stop if he doesn't wear a coat. He's not going to make it.
I'm not making it at the bus stop without a coat.
I barely made it walking from the car to the door.
It was one of those, it's cold. Ooh, it's cold. Yeah, throw them gloves on if you got them. Definitely the hat. It's one
very
of those.
Cold.
There was 30 degree change in the temperature from what felt nice yesterday.
It was funnies.
Brutal. To look at you now, goofies.
It was brutal.
Y'all got confident.
Dang, what's your little victory?
Man, honestly, I woke up reaching for one, right?
Aww.
Not in a bad way, because I had a plethora to choose from.
Oh, yeah. I love to hear that.
Most exciting is we got our first concert today.
I'm so excited for you. I'm like living vicariously through you.
And you know we've been to concerts, so it's a special concert because this is a special concert.
This is Sammy's first.
Yeah, it's Sammy's first concert.
The videos and the holiday pictures, concert. They'll live forever because I showed you Hudson's 4K and we were getting a kick out of it.
I love seeing it.
It's so funny. Like, I cannot wait to see the videos.
Yep. You know we're going crazy.
I can't go because it's too early, but you're going to go and you're going to report back.
Not only too early, but it's limited seating. Nobody else can go besides me and my wife.
Oh, I forgot when schools try to do that to you.
It's a VIP, right? It was MPS.
I couldn't even come if I wanted
to. You couldn't come if you wanted to. Grandparents couldn't come if they wanted to.
I hate it when they do that.
Brother can't come if he wants to.
Oh, Danny's coming.
Danny. No, Danny's not coming.
He's not?
No, he's staying at daycare. Seriously, it's a two-person max.
That school doesn't have room because everybody tries to bring everybody.
It's because of the lead paint, actually.
Oh, yeah, never mind. The mitigation. Well, yeah, never mind. Forget what I said.
It's more safety, but whatever. Okay, Little Victories is Sammy's first concert.
Hey, All right. Well, we made it, everybody. It is officially December 19th.
Woo!
We are so close to 2026.
Can you smell it?
You went taste.
I don't want to taste it yet. I don't want to taste it yet. I'm good smelling it.
Honestly, I don't. I want to do nothing for the next 2 weeks.
Exactly.
All right.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so we are talking the holidays, obviously.
Yep.
Who do you still have left to shop for, or do you have nobody left to shop for?
Is it everybody or nobody? What's the word?
What do you got, DZ? Do you have people to shop for?
We got a healthy mix, actually. A lot of stuff that we wanted to get for the boys, done. Done.
Oh,
I got a lot of errand shopping done. Yeah. And I was impatient, so I gave her presents.
Wait. I'm sorry. What did you just say?
I said I was impatient, so I gave her presents.
Why did you give her Christmas presents already?
Because we're grown and we do what we want.
Wait, so you went and bought them and you gave them to her that day?
Well, not the same day.
Oh, my God.
Like the next day.
Hey. So what did you get her?
Don't worry about it, man. That's between me and her.
Wait, why is it a secret?
Because it's between me and her.
Oh,
don't worry about it, man.
That story sucks.
Well, you want to know too many details and I don't got to give them to you.
I'm like, you gave her a Christmas present right away. Okay, fine.
Well, but honestly, the most we've got to shop for is the nieces and nephews and then adult family members.
Yeah.
Like my little sister, where I'm like, all right,
we were
Angie.
Talking about this last night at dinner, me and the ladies. We were talking about how, like, the adults, when they make you all buy a gift for somebody, and we're like, no, that's ridiculous.
No, just do a white elephant and be done.
Thank you.
Yep.
Secret Santa, everybody switches one person and be done. We don't buy gifts for all the adults.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And depending on which family, like my family, we don't do a Secret Santa, right? It's my mom, my little sister that live together, and that's just it as far as them two. So a Secret Santa would be us still just exchanging gifts family-wise.
Right.
But yeah, man, so I'd say we are basically close to halfway done.
Okay. That's good.
As halfway done as halfway done can be, because you know we're going to be out there on the 24th,
well,
dog.
The one thing I've done is, one, I've gotten one gift, which I told you I found for you, and quite honestly, I don't even know where the hell it is right now. I couldn't even tell you where
lost it
is. It's in my house somewhere.
Oh,
I'll find it before Christmas.
Okay.
Whatever. Who cares? I got you something, and that's it. Only because I saw it in a store when I was shopping and went that it was made for DZ.
Yeah.
This is here for a reason. I have to take it now, and it was like a month ago.
So still don't know what it is.
The only thing I have, and I have nothing for my kids.
That's it?
No.
I'm the only person you shopped for?
Just because it was there and it made sense.
Girl!
Owen and Hudson are leaving tomorrow. You're welcome. I hope you like it. Owen and Hudson are going to Florida tomorrow. So they're gone until the 27th.
Oh, they're leaving tomorrow, dog. So why are you worried about it?
Why would I be shopping right now?
Just think of how many people aren't even worried about it like that, though, for real.
Well, I'm shopping in the Pick and Save liquor store. Oh, my God. Guess who's outside the window with lights on?
Who?
Come to the side door.
Uh-oh, we got guests.
You guys see who's at the side door. I'm going to go let them in. You call and let us know the question of the day. Give them the number, DZ.
I got you, dog. I got us. 414-533-1037. I mean, I don't even got to say. We got somebody that says it for us, bro. But the question of the day, who's left to shop for? Is it everybody? Is it nobody? Who's your somebody? We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So if you were listening, I had to run outside to let our surprise guest in, who texted me this morning and said, you guys aren't even there today and I brought you gifts. And I was like, we're literally in the studio.
We're
I
here.
Don't know what you're talking about. Destiny in Milwaukee pulled up.
Live and in the flesh, bro.
Good morning, baby.
Let's get your song right, though.
It was dark outside. All I can see is these lights on her shirt. She was lit up in the window outside.
Man,
I'm like, oh, God.
It was like a moving tree this morning.
I thought you meant you had your car headlights like angled inside our studio.
I should have did that first to get everybody's attention, like a SOS. Watch out.
She's felt
here.
Like that. Yeah. Because we're talking, I look over, there's all these flashing lights. I'm like, what's going on?
Popo, I'm not the popo.
Thank God, because it's impossible they could be pulling me over if you know my history.
Oh, we know it history.
Oh, we know.
Destiny, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Well, you said you're the gift?
I am the gift.
We didn't need that. You can leave.
Oh, bye. Oh. Received. Thank you. Bye.
The smiles that I got when I got from you guys was a gift from you to me.
Aww.
Yes. Scoring points.
It's good to see you, dog.
The question of the day is, who do you have left to shop for? Have you done it all? What's the story, Destiny? Mm-hmm.
Who shops today? I shop on the 23rd.
Thank you.
Shop on the 23rd and 24th a little bit.
Yeah, that's when, you know.
24th in the morning?
Right around-ish. Yeah.
So under that pressure.
Way, you know, yeah, because then that way you can get mad because nothing's there. And you're like, oh my God, why did everybody buy this?
When there's nothing left.
And then you blame everyone else for why you don't have gifts.
And then everybody just gets oodles and noodles, and you'll be like, that's all I was left, bro.
Don't tell me you're still giving oodles and noodles.
What is oodles and noodles?
The lowest of the low.
It's the worst gift ever?
Yeah. It's not the worst. Destiny, because they eat it and then they think about you. Be like, Aunt Destiny always gives me noodles and noodles. And then they, you know.
Give me ramen instead, man.
We went to Costco like and got 9 bales of toilet paper.
For who?
My sister, she's got 7 kids, because you always complain because I got 19.
That's a great gift.
That's a fantastic gift.
I love that gift.
We did that as a white elephant. We did paper towels, a big old Sam's Club roll. Everybody was fighting for it.
Things you already buy. Yeah.
Why not?
I love that.
Then they think about you every time they're in that one spot.
True. Well, let's go. Let's start with Ariana and West Dallas this morning on 6.
Okay.
My lucky number, 6. We found out. I don't know why, but.
It works. The math checks out.
Ariana.
4+2. Hey.
Good morning.
My
son Mateo is getting ready for his caroling, but he's not going to be here.
Dude,
Mateo.
Destiny, Ariana's trying to get me to go caroling in Wauwatosa tomorrow.
Let's do it. Can we do it?
You can do it. I'll be at the bar waiting.
I'm busy.
Destiny.
I am busy.
You guys should come.
I'm busy.
I'm coming to the bar. I'm just not caroling, okay? Anyway, Ariana.
After a couple drinks, I bet you'll be caroling.
karaoke.
Right.
There you go.
She's trying to shop us around for caroling, dog. Forget shopping.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Boom, and then fall. That's exactly what Allie did. Fall.
Fa-la-la-la-la. Exactly. And that's so true. Ariana, shopping. Crazy. What do you got?
Oh, God. I am barely shopping right now this morning at 5 a.m. on Amazon. I don't know. Right now, last minute.
Girl, you had to order it at the 18th to get it by the 24th. It's over. It's over.
Like prime of prime.
I was with my neighbors last night at dinner, and my neighbor's like, well, I guess I'll start shopping tomorrow when I get off work finally. I'm like, oh my God, I can relate to this so hard.
Y'all, good luck. Like,
Allie, I know you don't have nobody to shop for unless DZ. I mean, you can shop for me too. I'm just saying.
I have my children, you know.
Allie got plenty of people to shop for.
I do have people to shop for, Ariana, okay?
I'm just going off of your work.
Just because I don't shop doesn't mean I don't have people to shop for.
And Allie don't need nobody to shop. She just shops for herself.
All the time.
All
every
day. Every day.
All right, Ariana.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow to Carol, okay? And then we'll do an update after the new year.
See you tomorrow.
Okay,
period.
Happy holidays.
There's no for caroling.
Have a good new year.
Happy holidays, you guys.
Bye, Ariana. Chaos, boy. I love it.
Destiny's in here. She surprised us. Let's go to Nick in Waukesha and see what he has to say. We're talking, have you shopped for everyone or not? Let me pull up the text.
It's got to be done.
No, Nick is pretty thorough as a dad, I think.
Right?
At least he acts like it.
Welcome to Waukesha. Bienvenido.
Ami.
Get it, DZ. Okay, I see them dancing.
A little something, little something. He's feeling okay today.
Dude. All right, so, Nick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Destiny.
Good morning, baby. What's going on?
What up?
We're meet next month at our regulars party that we haven't announced yet, but we finally got finalized. So, congratulations.
I would love to come. I never know about these
things.
You're
coming. It's a secret, though, when and where. So, we'll tell you later. But you have to be a regular to get in.
Text me, DZ.
Undisclosed location. Got you,
Poppy. You'll get an invite. Don't worry. Okay. So, have you shopped or not, Nick?
I'm almost done, but we got a surprise where it was my stepdad's family. We're doing they picked names and stuff, and we just have to purchase gifts for them. So it's like just two.
Grab bag.
It was Izzy and I got one both, so like we just have to pick one present for each. So it's okay.
Pick the names out the hat.
You're basically done.
Grab bag.
Mm-hmm.
You have one gift to shop for.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they did a grab bag.
Walgreens all done. Everybody else is done.
Yeah, you just stop at Walgreens, like, oh yeah, that looks like a good gift.
That's smooth. Some slight. You set a limit.
What do you think
they just want gift cards.
Walgreens has a whole thing for so you to find gifts at the end while you're waiting in line. It's a whole ploy to make you buy more.
For people like us, and we fall for it every time.
I like gift cards.
Oh, for sure.
Well, that makes one of us.
Pick up Izzy. You know, we got to wait a few more days, so it's okay. But we have to wait.
You got it. Your daughter's 18 now. Yeah. You got this, Dad.
Yeah.
All right, Nick. Well, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Love you guys.
Love happy you, man. Holidays. Peace. Happy holidays. We'll talk soon.
Brittany in Milwaukee texted in and said, for the first time ever, I'm about 95% finished with Christmas shopping.
We're proud of you.
You go, Brittany.
Yeah, we're proud of you. We're proud of you. Yeah.
Okay.
That makes one of us.
You want to pull up Autumn in New Berlin, one of the newest regulars?
Oh, she's been on fire lately.
I mean, every day.
Thank you for acknowledging, because the hard work pays off, right?
How did she get that VIP ticket?
Because I know somebody.
That knows somebody.
I might be... fixing it.
You don't got our Venmo?
I'm kidding.
That's why you're never on. Autumn.
Dang, Cash App, I got to upgrade.
Autumn, thanks for the check. We got it. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. It has cleared, Wild One. Good morning.
Hello, welcome.
Jokes.
Give it a few more days.
Okay. Don't let it clear yet. Yeah. That's funny.
She said, wait, I told y'all not to cash that. Hold on.
That's so relatable.
Fraud.
Autumn, total fraud.
Boy.
Autumn, have you finished shopping yet? What's the deal?
Everything is, I have two more gifts that are coming by like Sunday, but everything's wrapped and done.
Dang, wrapped too?
Ooh.
I got them sitting in the back of the truck. That's why I really can't.
I don't have my kids, I got to wrap when they're not home.
But it's done. Girl, this is why you got a theme song. This is why we're like, why are you so VIP? Because when she's dedicated to it, she's done.
Listen to this text. Topanga from Waukesha said, I have yet to shop for anyone. I'm cooked in all caps.
Fried. Double steamed.
That's all I'm doing is cooking.
Sous vide. Right, at this rate, you better get to cooking.
I'm done. Right.
You are burnt. Okay.
Autumn, give her a couple gifts because clearly you good.
Autumn, just come wrap mine.
Gift cards at that rate. Yep.
Love you, Autumn. We got to go. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Love, peace. Happy holidays.
Last but not least, Destiny surprised us when she had lights on. It was so funny.
You don't like these lights? I think they're great.
I love the stitch. I love the lights. It ain't for me, but it's for you.
Should we tell her that we have somebody else coming in like 5 minutes and she's got to go?
I mean, not to say that you...
You can stay, but another regular is coming in 5 minutes.
You could honestly, this might be a crazy crossover.
I think they're meant to be.
The collab,
are we like
needed,
a 6'7"?
Didn't know.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you're just going to hang up on me?
Don't hang up because Waylon's on the phone.
I was going to say, I can't do that. I can't do that. We have to talk to Waylon
or else we would have.
Exactly. Or else, yes, exactly.
If there wasn't a kid on the phone, we would have left you. Yes.
If the homie wasn't, you're lucky the homie's on the line.
Waylon!
Hi,
he's with his dad this morning.
Oh, he's with Papa Waylon?
Scott. Hey, Scott.
Oh.
Hey, we heard that you go hunting with, we heard all the stories about Scribbles, so we need a Scribbles update. The elf on the shelf. Where was he today, Waylon?
So we have this big curtain, and he was on top of the curtain, and he gave us peppermint blasters.
Peppermint blasters?
Like candy?
Like.
You didn't shoot candy, you shot these little thin, like, plastic paper.
Oh. Like the they were little discs.
Oh,
y'all remember the little foam blasters?
We shot peppermint.
Yeah, the little shooters, but they're foam.
That Scribbles is something else.
I think I'm starting to like Scribbles,
he's
y'all.
He's naughty.
But he's kind of nice.
You better like him because he's gone in like 7 days.
Yeah, fair enough.
Back to the North Pole, if you know what I'm saying.
That part.
Goodbye. Well,
hold on. We got to ask Pops and Waylon.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all got any shopping done? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Is Mama still left or what's up?
What's up?
I have mostly everyone except my cousin Gage.
Oh, wow.
Gage, oh, man.
Why?
I love it. My mom hasn't
took me to the store yet.
Come on, Mom. Get it up there.
Logic kid. Come on, Pops.
Working or something? Right. Take your kids? Well, I mean, what, she got stuff to do?
Laundry.
I
mean,
come on.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today, DZ, we're trying to wrap it up before the holiday. You got a problem with the neighbors today?
Yeah, dude, and I think I should first say you were right.
About what?
You're going to love it.
Hold on, not love it. Say that
again.
Nope,
not repeating it. We got to keep moving.
Say
we ain't got
no
time.
What did I say? Say it, I was right?
Look into the camera and put both hands up.
Destiny is not even, your mic's not even on, goofball. No, Destiny in Milwaukee's here.
Our third mic.
I don't know where our surprise guest is. They're on their way, allegedly,
no,
so we'll see.
But neighbor problems, y'all. So if you remember, maybe you do or don't, one of my neighbors had a family member pass. The eldest, right, Gramps. And I was like, oh, yeah, the house has been in their family for years. It's not going anywhere. And you were like, you sure about that?
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, I'm sure about that.
I do remember that convo. I was like, yeah, it is.
It
seems it's up for sale, ain't it?
It won't. It's about to be.
That's an
Here's
old school thought, I feel like, when parents move into the house and then the kids live there and then the next kids. Like, I get that that happens but for generations, but I feel
out.
Like, oh.
They yeah. want the house.
Oh.
Per the will, Grams said.
Wants to sell it.
The houses that she owns, not just one, the houses that she owns
houses.
Are to be sold, right? Right? No, don't know for what reason. Okay. I didn't dip that far into it. Huh? But the thing is, there's no stipulation saying family can't buy the house.
Oh!
Right? So, great.
That's
now,
cool.
Grandson, who wants to take care of dad, who currently lives in the home, who is disabled, a veteran, and needs assistance, uh-huh. full-time assistance, he doesn't want to move him out of that house. That dad has lived in that house 60 years now, his entire life. He doesn't want to have to move him out. He's
How
got some health issues in his 60s,
his
I believe.
That's his norm.
That's the house he grew up in, was born in, has lived in, no change, right? Lived in there with his mother mm-hmm. until she passed. She was his primary caregiver mm-hmm. as far as health-wise.
So they got Mom lucky took care that of, they had a consistent, stable area.
Correct. Now,
things are changing.
Per the will, now, you know, Graham said, house got to be sold, whatever. I don't know if she was necessarily thinking about son. Everything involved. Son, grandson of grandma wants to buy the house, right? He currently lives in a different home. He's going, cool, we'll live, you know, we'll dip about here, we'll buy the house. Uh-huh. Enter the problem. Because family that is now in charge of deciding where to price this home have decided to outprice them from being able to buy the home.
So
because they want to get the most
instead of giving
money.
It to them for free, or not free.
Not free, not free. They want to buy the home.
Just
but it's
discounted price.
Okay.
Right, just for the
I know this
the
is
value.
A sensitive subject because they're your neighbors, right?
Yeah.
But you don't know the whole story.
I do not know
we
every
know
bit of
if
detail.
The mom wanted the dad moved to a facility where he could get better care. Maybe this was an idea for the son to
stressful.
Be for the son to be independent and
sure.
and move out on his own and actually do something.
He can't be independent though. That's the thing. He's
the
at
son?
He's bound to a wheelchair basically,
oh,
right?
The like, son. Oh, I thought the dad. Okay. They're both disabled.
Oh no! I thought I'm talking about grandpa.
Yeah, the grandpa should be somewhere with a good care, is what I'm saying.
Okay,
and the son then has to branch off and grow up and be independent. He can't take. He's one day
the son's a family man. That's what
he
does.
Care of his dad, you know, at some point you may have to.
I can guarantee you that that is exactly
he could,
his plan.
Because he had a house and he doesn't anymore. That's what I'm getting at, DZ. I'm saying it might be time for everyone to evolve. Like, that may not be his job anymore.
Is that your advice? You got to let it go? You got to let Pop
maybe.
Go to a facility? Because I was thinking maybe
you
could holla at like a family attorney or I don't know about speaking to a realtor.
Maybe.
Because the reason you're unable to buy the house is because family, the powers that be, are deciding to price it out of your ability to do so. I hate when families go, no, I'd rather choose the money than to choose the family in this aspect, because it would be easier to, hate to say it, let Pops live out the last years he's got left in the home he's known, rather than cutting his time in half by moving him around, changing his environment, and putting him somewhere he's not going to probably
so
respond well, to be honest
proper,
with you.
Is
grandma,
he getting the proper care?
He's already
that's
getting the proper
I'm
care.
Saying, I'm like, was
yes.
the grandma doing more than
no.
you think?
Right. Let me explain. The grandmother was the primary giver, being that she was the one that was sleeping there, making sure he got his meds, but there were caregivers that are coming to the house daily, spending hours there, making sure they're good. So they want the facility, the ease, excuse me, I'm thinking in Spanish, they want the ease to be able to keep him there.
They just want nothing to change for him, but
Correct.
Things have changed. Somebody died who owns the house and things have changed.
And now you want to continue to change something after on the back end of a traumatic instinct.
But in a perfect world, you would.
And you would, right.
The world,
and you think that as family, after a traumatic event, like somebody passing, the matriarch, arguably, of the family, you'd go, okay, let's keep the matriarch half, whatever, intact. Let this finish out. Maybe we sell it. Could you maybe work an agreement out and say,
no.
we don't sell it until after my dad passes, right? Like, I'm trying
not
to collect.
A house no, sit there when somebody it. Died that owned it. I'm not letting it sit there. Nobody, I don't think anybody would.
I didn't tell my neighbor I was bringing this up, but I would love to create some type of like logical thought idea of like whether sell it, whether we talk to somebody, whether we ask the family to say, hey, can you guys wait until my
chair,
pops
though.
Passes?
This ain't your chair.
I've made it
You're
my chair. I've sat in it.
This is like they're trying to help with the roof on Am I the Jerk? This isn't your chair.
Well, then it kind of kills what would DZ do, because it's an advice for help segment.
But my
you
advice
know?
Is you're stressed about somebody else's major problems, and you got that's like you're. I feel like you're too emotionally involved in their
you
problems.
Understand
I'm a neighborly individual.
This is
like,
not,
yes.
you're out. But this is somebody else's family. It's not your family.
Right.
If it was your family, that's what you would do.
They want to keep
mean that's
the
what
house.
They're gonna. Do.
They want to keep
he
the house. They want
to
buy the house.
He wants to keep the house.
Right.
The family
exactly.
does. You're missing. That's what I'm saying. The family does not. He does.
Mm.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get at to you.
Okay.
Is that I understand why you're like, no, it's got to stay in the family. It's tradition. It's this, it's that.
It's so not about tradition. It's just about comfort and letting, I hate to say it, letting dad die in the comfort of his
but
own
how
home.
Old did, how
he
old
could
is
live
he?
For
how,
30
yeah, how
more
much
years?
More?
I don't think
my
so.
My dad spent 33 years in a nursing
Thank
home.
Thank you, Destiny. That's a good point.
33 years in a nursing home.
He's got some pretty evolved health issues.
So
you know what I mean? Like, he's got some pretty evolved health issues. Don't Not saying he's going to die tomorrow, but, you know, that will evolve. And I think eventually when that happens, you move into a facility. But I experienced this with my own grandpa. The second COVID hit, he wasn't able to keep his routine. He wasn't able to stay in his own environment.
It's triggering you. There it is. Now we're getting deep on the therapy
let's
session.
Go therapy,
on. Here we go. Okay.
So I watched his health decline.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for, you know, not to experience that for
You're
them.
Seeing your grandpa in the sky.
Especially, mm-hmm. No, I don't see my grandpa in the sky whatsoever.
The idea of it is what I'm saying.
The idea
right.
of
That's why it's triggering
moving
you.
Him around and then changing his whole setup, right? There comes a point where, old people got to just do what they do, right? But you have to let them also be comfortable. When he's got health issues, mm-hmm. it's going to evolve rapidly. You move that man out of his environment, it's going to multiply how rapid that actually happens. And I don't want to see that for them.
Why is the reason they didn't move him out in the first place?
Because everybody was still in the home.
She owned the house. The woman who owned the house died. Think mm-hmm. about this. That's right. why he was still there. So now she's passed away, and that's why it's like, okay,
I'm
it's
leaving.
Not just
you
being
leave.
Given to these people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We have to go to the phones. 414-533-1037. Somebody said, not a lawyer here, but contest the will and established residency. They are willing to buy the house, but what they can afford.
Establish? Ooh, contest the will and establish residency.
Those are
residency.
Way too many
I don't know how you're
going to... Sentence.
How are you going to go in, though, and say, this is what they wrote, but I want to change it? Like, you're going to go in with a legal document. They're going to be like, good luck.
I guess my question, can you do that? Because I would try. I would try. If you want to buy the house that you grew up in and your parents grew up in and
but
your family's always had.
You can't force someone to make it cheaper. You know what I mean? That's what they would have to do. And you would go in there. You can't legally be like, sell it to me for less.
So who's losing the money then?
They want to sell it for top dollar.
The son who lives there for free. That's what I'm getting at.
I mean, I guess the son doesn't have a horse in the race. Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
All right, we'll get some advice.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys
next. Spreadsheet.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so we're back to What Would DZ Do. DZ has a problem today. It involves his neighbor who passed away, and now you're worried because the mom who passed away, the grandma, has asked that they sell the house and not keep it in the family.
Well, didn't ask to not keep it in the family, just asked to sell the two houses.
But it could be sold to the
family.
It
could be sold. Anybody could buy it.
But they can't afford it.
They're pricing it out. The family that's deciding the price is pricing it out so that family that wants to purchase it can't purchase it. It's a little bogus. I'm wondering if there's anything they could do to stop it, if they could petition,
if they want to start a GoFundMe.
Like, I don't know. That's what I'm ready to go do.
That's what I think it might be. I'm like, are you sure they're not selling it to pay for his care now? Like, no, are you sure some of that's not to go towards his care?
I do not know that extent.
I wondered that.
But the dad, who still lives at the home, does have a lot of extensive health issues that the son wants to take care of. It was grandma's job. She was taking care of her son. But since she's passed now, you know, it gets a little hard because you want him to be in the home he's lived in for his entire 60 years of life, whatever.
Well,
you
somebody
know?
Said, I'm a real estate agent on the text line. If he was married, he needs a lawyer to go over homestead law. Mm-hmm. Well, guess who just came in the studio while we were playing a song, everybody?
Welcome.
Welcome.
I don't
Ebony.
Even think it's on.
Ebony and Ivory is in full mode today.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Are you Ebony or Ivory? Which one am I?
It depends. Well, see, my mom is Ivory. My dad is Ebony. So you do what you want with that.
You do what you want. See, yeah, I told you.
My mom is Ivory and so is my dad.
Hey, shout out to the
My parents are Colombian.
And we love to see it.
And Destiny's in here and her mom's Mexican. The best coffee. The other mic.
Yeah. The best coffee. Shout out to Destiny.
What's up, Ebony?
And why are we both wearing red?
This is
because you guys are twinning.
Because it's the holidays.
Twinning for the winning, bro. Honestly.
She's better than me.
Kindred spirits.
You guys are definitely kindred spirits, and I want to be a part of the club.
What can I say? People know.
What's your advice to Ebony? See, I'm doing it again. I'm calling him the Destiny Ebony and Ebony Destiny.
Now you're twinning in the same
room.
I'm
looking right at Ebony while I'm saying it.
We're just going to call y'all Debony.
Great. That's the greatest crossover I've ever
heard. Destiny.
You guys are the best. Okay. Yes. What's your advice, Ebony?
Yeah.
I mean,
Do you have any?
I really.
If not, we'll go to the phones.
I don't have too much advice. Okay. All I would say is just get a lawyer. You know, you got to make sure that you're doing things correctly the first time. You don't want to do something thinking that you're doing it on good faith. And the whole time, it ends up being a legal battle.
You wasted your time for no reason.
So you think lawyer up off rip?
Before you waste your time going down this rabbit hole. That's
and it's a rabbit hole.
And it's a hole.
Like, whoo!
And it could take years, right? Like, and who's to say that in that whole time, another death in the family. You know, I just put right hands up because I'm like, I'm in. But what if, to say, in the process of trying to fight for it, you lose the reason you fight for it?
Catherine said, hey, y'all, love you guys. Good guess, guys. Somebody below that said, DZ's got to mind his business and he won't have any issues. Oh, LOL. They're saying you're worried about other people's.
Not my Kool-Aid.
It's not. All right, well, let's
Sorry
go to the
for
phones.
Feeling for people.
You're allowed to feel, but you're the one who taught me, not my chair, not my problem. You guys were on the air. Stop talking in the background.
Jesus.
Sorry, my ankles hurt.
Oh, honey. Ebony just got off work. She literally got off at 6:30 and came right here.
Hard-working woman.
That's right.
That's right, girl. Go to Jay in Milwaukee. Hi, Jay.
Morning.
I think he's in Milwaukee. I don't have no clue. I'm
pretty sure. Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Milwaukee. That's good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We got guests, Ebony and Destiny. Please love this.
Hey, happy holidays, too. Real quick, I got in at the wrong moment, DZ, and all I heard you say was something about a nursing home and, you know, we have to move grandparents in nursing homes.
That's
going
to end up
that.
Being an option if you have to sell the house,
I'm driving my son to school. And I looked at him and I said, if you ever put me in a nursing home, I'm totally haunted the rest of my life.
And that dad has that energy.
my son looked at me and he said, well, we're going to find out.
Jay, that kid got your energy and you can't even be mad.
Get it on paper, mijo. Get it on paper.
That's right.
Hey, so I don't have no advice, but to all the parents out there, make sure you are not in a nursing home when you got diapers on. That's it.
That's it.
Happy holidays. I love y'all.
Love back, man. Appreciate you, man.
Jay said,
that was advice.
He said, I don't even know the problem, but I told my son today.
That was advice because the dad is going to, he is that dad to go, if you put me in a home, if you leave me up, if you get me nursed up, oh, you're going to have problems with me. And so will the nurses.
Somebody said, get an inspector to look at the house and see what it's actually worth. They can't overprice it. See, what DZ's saying is they're going to put it what it's worth and they can't afford that because houses are expensive right now.
Yeah.
They could, the family could just give it to a family, sell it to a family member directly, but they want to price it at probably market value, and the people living there can't afford that because they've lived there forever.
Let's just say,
so this house in Bayview does not cost 50 grand anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
You go ahead and do the math. It's a lot
it's
more,
a lot
everybody.
More, yeah.
So that family, that's why I said maybe they're using it to pay for the father's care. Like,
possibly.
Yeah. We don't know what went on
bills
in that house.
Bills are left out behind.
There might be tons
saying?
Of debt. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
I mean, but she owned the houses, though, right? You'd think?
Well, just because you own them doesn't mean you're not in debt.
Right.
Yeah. 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 We all have cars.
I mean,
I still got a bill coming.
Right.
Fair.
Right.
For sure. I just know that they was living okay, right? They didn't have too much. She was retired, had a little money coming in, and really the only thing that they had to do or worry about was take care of the pops. Because they're so neighborly, they come over, they help.
I have a neighbor just like that.
They talk, they share, they divulge, and I've not to say grown close with the son, but after talking and going, man, I'm really sorry that this happened to you guys, and you get a little bit closer and you share experience, you go, man, maybe I can do something to help out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I could craft some ideas with the people around me because the trusted circle happens to be a little bit of a bigger net than most people. So I was like, maybe collectively we could come up with an idea to help my neighbor
there's
keep his house.
There's
got to
be another
that's
reason
all.
Why they don't want to keep it in the family.
Yeah,
though, because that's maybe
I'm
everybody
there's
went.
Something missing.
You know what I'm saying? Because when my grandpa passed, they sold the house and everybody was mad. Like, a grandkid could have bought it. Okay, but nobody wanted to sell it. You know what I'm saying? So
you had the kind of the same thing, Destiny.
Yeah, it was the same thing going on. So we kind of just
had
so
my
you
wife's
guys
family,
sold it.
Dog.
Yeah. You sold it my because nobody could afford to buy it.
But
right?
Not even that, but they didn't want, you know, the rights. You know, because now all of a sudden the grandkids or whoever feel like they have the rights. Like, now look how
now it's your property.
That's the entitlement, which is a great point here that to assume the son or anybody could be given it or buy it is an assumption that is entitlement.
Yeah,
that's
that is
true.
Entitlement to an assumption.
He is taking care of these parents, but he has also probably been living for free his entire life and he's an adult. So there is a give and take here.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, same thing happened to Aaron's family, bro. Aaron's brother, oldest brother Patrick, wanted to buy their family cabin, right? After grandparents passed, they want to buy the family cabin. Family aunts and uncles straight up said no. They're like, no, we'd rather have the money. You cannot buy it so that it stays in the family. He didn't want to buy it to keep for himself. He wanted to buy it so that nothing changed and everybody could keep using
it
as the family.
It was important to him, but nobody else.
Well, no, it was important to everybody else. The powers that be said, no, we'd rather have the money. That's when the old heads in the family don't get to decide what the next generation gets to do when y'all are going to be gone.
Yeah, but that's their money. That's not the younger generation. That's what I'm saying. Just because my parents have money, I don't have money.
Yeah.
That is not, I'm not entitled to my parents' money. This is where we get so entitled in America, where we think, well, it's ours when they die. The hell, who said it's ours?
Nobody said that.
Who said that house is his? Who said that house is anybody's? We're just assuming.
I mean, if I can chime in real
quick.
Yes,
Ebony.
What's up?
I want to say, I had an aunt that did a live will. And
what's a live will?
A live will means you're alive and you are processing your will while you can speak. And to be honest, it's very understandable why they want to get rid of property and grab the money from it. Because if you go and you leave all of this money equity behind that you could have been using and could have dispersed while you were here. You know what I mean?
Live wills are different because then you get to dictate and explain, though.
But then you don't know what is going into that house. They're probably trying to dodge people from having to pay even more, or what if it's a money pit? We don't know.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Not fair enough.
So the moral of the story is you better get a will.
Oof, man.
do your will alive.
I guess.
While you're alive.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Ebony and Destiny.
No
love
problem.
You guys.
Bye.
Am I the Jerk is coming up next. Hold on. Oh, I am so good at this.
Allie, before the year ends, man, I just got to say something.
Give me my flowers right now.
I just got to tell you,
give
bro.
Give me my flowers.
I really hate you.
Thank you. I'm so happy. have I finally won?
No. Aw, hell no.
Find the Five is in full effect.
I got you beat by like 6 months still. It's been 3 months. I had mine hit for 9 months.
No. This has been hidden since your knee surgery.
Not longer than me.
Over 6 months. You're delusional right now if you think it's been 3 months since I hit the Five. Destiny and Ebony are in here. We're doing our Find the Five. Hey. Hey, get on the mics. Get on the mics, you guys. You're in the background. So two of our regulars that we love, they came in for the holidays.
I feel like Kalani because I think it's folded.
It's definitely folded. Just not frozen.
Oh. So we have this game, Find the Five, and I have hated
tired of it already.
It's in the studio. The only person in the entire building who knows where I hid it is Ed the IT guy, and he's not in here. I have limited it down to the table in the studio. DZ has been on fire on top of the five and has not found it for months now. So the five is here. I have given you as many hints as I'm willing to give. So give me my flowers that you cannot find it.
Still got it hidden longer than you, though. I'm still technically finding the five.
I just want to know, like, what's the size of it? Like,
it's a $5 bill.
I know, but is it itty bitty?
It could be folded up. It could be tucked. It just can't be. It just can't be basically like in the ceiling rafters, right? Like, so where you basically cannot find it or got to unscrew something.
Well, then you had your knee surgery, so you're not really going to be.
It's not up high.
It's not up high.
There's nothing in this corner but despair.
Hit it this summer. He did not find it. I intentionally was careful with his knee.
We get into the new year, she will be the Find the Five queen. I got her beat. No, you're not. I still have it hidden longer.
Ebony, you don't have a $5 bill on you by any chance, do you?
I was thinking about stuff.
I know Destiny, the series. I know the series on the corner. $5 bill, so y'all can't trick us like that.
So where is it? Where is it?
I don't know. I'm still looking. I said I know the series, so you can't swap the five. I just know.
Am I the jerk for telling Ebony and Destiny where it is and not DZ?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think so. Because
I would do that. Okay.
I didn't know what was going on with you when you came back in here and you're like going crazy. I'm like, what's wrong?
What's wrong?
Mm-hmm. Too much coffee?
Yeah.
He's trying to find the five before the new year.
I need to find the five or Allie will return next year and be Find the Five champ.
Next song, five on it.
Ooh, five on it. We ain't got time for that, dog.
All right, we got to get into Am I the Jerk. Good luck finding the five. You're going to need it.
Thank you.
Just suck.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, somebody wants to know if they're the jerk for wanting their boyfriend to get a tattoo. Hold on.
They want their boyfriend to get a tattoo.
Yes, hear me out.
I'm listening.
Allie and DZ, I have a moral dilemma, so I'm writing in. I'm wondering if I'm the jerk for wanting my boyfriend to get a tattoo. My boyfriend and I have been together almost 7 years.
Okay.
And have a 3-year-old.
Okay, so y'all together.
He's got a daughter with his ex, and he has the daughter's name tattooed on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, Ebony's in here, one of our regulars. You're talking, the mic ain't on you, hot mama.
Oh, sorry.
So,
producer DZ was not ready.
I've asked him multiple times if he's going to get one for our son, and he just won't answer. He blows me off or ignores it, but it really bugs me that he has one for his kid from his previous relationship and not a child, not a tattoo from ours.
Interesting. Well, I mean,
so okay. I feel like he doesn't have the same dedication if he doesn't get a tattoo for our kid.
Huh.
Am I the jerk for wanting my boyfriend to get a tattoo of our kid's name?
That's a weird place to put, you know, so much energy into.
Well,
because he doesn't have a tattoo, now he doesn't love his kid as much, right? Essentially, it's kind of what she's feeling like, right?
Or doesn't love that kid, their kid, the as same much amount as his other one.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how she feels. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a little strange. That's a little strange. Yeah.
I mean, what do we think? Is she the jerk for asking it? He already's got one from the other kid. Why wouldn't he get this kid on his body?
I mean, maybe he's not ready. Right. The reason
he's not. The kid's not. He's a dad forever. It's not going
the
anywhere.
The kid will be his kid 10 years from now. Why does it matter? First off, this is this man's skin. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let the man pick when he's going to do it and if he's going to do it. That don't mean that he don't love his baby less.
And it doesn't mean he's not planning something, right?
Because
you could get different tattoos just because you got one kid's name. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you're going to get the next kid's name. Maybe you want the next kid's footprint or something or like a drawing that they did, right? Or you're waiting until they can sign their own name and then you're going to have them write it and then tattoo it. I don't know.
And first off, we don't even know the trauma behind the first tattoo.
It doesn't matter.
Kid.
Morgan said he's got a kid. He's got a tattoo of his first kid, and we've been together 7 years. We have a 3-year-old, and he won't get our kid's name tattooed on him. And I'm upset about
it. I'm curious as to why he won't. If he won't, then he's got a reason, right? Right. I mean,
maybe he doesn't think it's his
pressure.
Okay, I made that up.
Dear Maury.
He's retired. He's retired. He's retired. Yeah, he's retired.
Except for dog DNA tests. But
you know, I love me some tattoos, right? Like, I got no problem with grabbing and putting something on my body that symbolizes my love and affection for somebody in my life, especially if they're my children, right? So I do understand why the mother's going to go, hey, if you do like tats, why haven't you gotten something for our kid? Not to say that it's jerky that I want you to, but I would love to see something on your body as my person that symbolizes our kid and our love. I think she's misplacing it, but I hear where she's coming from as far as going, I'd like a representation of you, me, and us in the form of that baby somewhere on you.
Then put it on yourself first.
Monkey
see, monkey do. She's
matching tats.
Maybe
whatever.
She already has one. I don't know.
But
she
the thing, okay, I'm tatted right now. Okay,
right.
And I'm gonna tell you, I got something of my dad on me. I don't got nothing of my mom.
Hold on, Ebony. Why not?
Well, because
why only mom and not dad?
No, I got my dad on me.
Oh, dad and not why?
Because my dad gave me the best quote in the world. Oh. Failure is not an option.
I remember that.
And until I can muster up some quotes from my mom and everybody else, I'll figure that out. But that doesn't mean that I love my mom any less.
I'm looking at you as you're talking about a serious topic with a flashing Mickey Mouse ears on. It's so hard.
It's a little distracting.
I'm so sorry, I'm not taking them off.
Hysterical right
Thank
now.
You.
But thanks for coming in. Ebony is one of our regulars. This is hysterical. Okay, so you say jerk for wanting her boyfriend to get their kid's name tattooed on her?
I think I'm saying not the jerk. You know, she's not the jerk for wanting him to get it tatted, right? I think, you should represent your family, represent the kids. And if your girl, your wife, whatever partner has already expressed, like, hey, why don't you got something for our kids? And you don't have a valid reason as to why you don't, why don't you?
Why do I need a valid reason? Why can't say because I just don't want one?
Well, you
right
can,
now.
Destiny.
That's what I'm saying. So let dude be dude.
It would make me feel like you care for our kid less.
Destiny says jerk then. She's like, it's his body. And I feel like you said jerk too, Ebony.
No, I'm saying.
His body?
I'm saying his body, his choice. Look.
So jerk for making him get a tattoo or wanting one.
He is with her and this kid actively every day, 7 years.
True.
The other baby mom, they're not together.
Fair.
So he has his son or his baby on him because maybe he's not always around that kid. So he's carrying that kid with him.
I like that.
414-533-1037. Somebody said, maybe he didn't want the first one either.
Maybe the ex forced this tattoo and now he's going, not again.
Angela in Franklin texted it and said she's the jerk. He'll get one when he has his idea and is ready.
That's what I'm
feel
saying.
That. No, I do feel that.
Thank you.
But nothing in the baby's three?
Oh, Whitney and Racine said, I have three kids. Only one of them's tatted on me. Oh, you like that one better?
You only love one of your babies, Whitney. You only love one of your babies.
My sister's the same way.
Ooh! Are we just calling everybody out? This is everybody a jerk.
Is she the jerk for wanting her boyfriend to get their kid's name tattooed on him? We'll talk to you next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So it's a special edition of Am I the Jerk today. She wants to know if she's the jerk for wanting her boyfriend of 7 years to get their kid's name tattooed on him because he already has his other kid's name tattooed.
Yeah, they got one kid from a previous relationship, right?
Yep.
And the kid they share, he doesn't have tatted.
No, the kid, yes, correct.
Right,
he has
right.
the one from his previous. Yeah, so it. Destiny and Ebony are in here. Two of our regulars, they came by to drop off hi. Gifts and say hi. Well, Ebony dropped off gifts. Hi. Destiny was the gift, she said.
Destiny says, I am the present.
Dude, that was all her presents.
She even put on lights around her body. Okay, so the question is, are they the jerk for wanting their boyfriend to get a tattoo? Morgan. Mm. I think we should start with caller number one, who has a great Notorious B.I.G. theme song.
Oh.
Her name is Lala. She's yeah. married to Destiny.
Call 5 days in a row.
Oh, it's your wife. Oh, it's your wife, Destiny.
Buenos dias, ma'am.
Her face is red right now.
Yep, her face is red right now.
Lala.
Why does she always get my theme song?
Because she's
your wife. Because she's cooler than you. Because she's cooler than you.
She's the hot one in the relationship.
Amen.
I love you, Destiny. I'm kidding.
That was good for real.
Lala, seriously, good morning.
Good morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Did you know your wife was here today?
Of course.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good. No problem. Is Morgan the jerk for wanting to get her boyfriend to get this tattoo?
Listen, she's not the jerk for asking, but he's the jerk for not giving her a reason. Why is he, like, trying to, like, you know,
dodge it?
The subject every time she asks.
I feel that.
Right.
I feel that.
You know,
right.
there's some in there, you know, she's not the jerk for asking,
Call
but he's the
right
jerk
now.
For dodging it. Like,
exactly.
What's going on?
Well, because I didn't hear right at any now. Point in time a legitimate reason or him saying, hey,
exactly.
I'm waiting. We threw all these out saying, maybe he's waiting, maybe he's this. That's why I went, no, yeah, actually.
He could have said something, you know, like, honey, I'm trying to wait for the right time, this and that, but no, he keeps dodging it. So what's the real reason?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is he genuinely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I gotta talk to the mailman first to make sure it really isn't his.
Bye, Destiny. We just can't hang up on you.
The paternity theory was mine, Destiny.
You're dropping on more than your W-2.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Hey, yo. Love you.
Love you. Bye, babe.
Bye, love
bye.
You.
Say bye, kids.
Bye.
Bye, kids.
They're like, what's mom doing on the radio
so wait
right
a second.
Now?
Does mom work there?
We're going to go. So, wait. Lala said, not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
She said something shady's going on.
I mean, it's a random why.
Go to Helen in Milwaukee. We'll pull her up. She is not a regular, but she is welcome. Hi, Helen.
Good morning, Helen.
Well, I'm not a regular, like, caller, but we listen to you guys every day.
Oh, you a regular listener, dog.
Every
that counts
day.
Just as much.
What the
Helen? Wepa, Helen, that counts. That counts.
And you know.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Aww.
That's right. Feliz Navidad.
If you listen every day.
All that.
What?
There's so much going on. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. There's so much.
Listen, we want to know if this girl is the jerk for wanting her boyfriend to get the tattoo of their kid's name.
Well, I don't think he's a jerk. I don't know. It's both ways. I don't like calling people jerks, but.
Well, you got it.
You got to,
Am I the jerk, Helen?
Yeah.
Come on, you got this.
Okay, so then she's
a jerk
because I have six kids. And I only have my oldest three's name on me.
That's why she can't call. She's busy.
For real, though. So that's why I can only listen. You know, my hands are full, but I do listen.
I'm on the floor right now.
Wait, this is a great person to have on because you said you only have three of the six tatted. Why?
Mm-hmm. Because when I got my older ones, it was the younger, dumber me to where, like, you know, I got it when I was drunk. And my sister's like, oh, I'm trying to learn how to, you know,
tattoo, whatever.
You regret it.
So you're like, do the name.
Back then she had
three. It's free. Just let me try it. I'm like, okay, well, I have to get drunk, though, because I'm not good with pain.
And that's why you don't want another one, because you had a bad experience the first time. No wonder you don't want another one.
Well, and you get a kitchen tap from the fam, and then you grow up and go, maybe that wasn't the right idea. I don't know. No, kitchen.
I'm in prison. I was drinking my salmon, and I was like, okay, just do it. And then I regretted it. And she was like, I almost fainted with the one on your wrist. I'm like, yeah, I'm never doing it again.
Well,
yeah.
You're a good example because
I'm not doing it.
You're a good example, Helen, because you're saying, look, yeah. I did it, and the reason I would not do the next three is because I regretted it. So that's a valid reason. So
she didn't have no more
sleep.
I'm grown and mature.
Everyone thinks different for different reasons. So he might have a reason. He just, I don't know. She might not like the reason, but sometimes you just don't want to hurt your partner.
Helen, your kids are in the background yelling, come on! Get
us tatted now.
You got six kids. Go get them, girl.
Helen still said jerk.
I'm teasing. No, you're awesome. I don't know how you take care of six kids. That's impressive. Helen.
I'm a stay-at-home mom. Thanks for my husband. He's the one who works, so... Aww. I keep it down at home.
Salute to both of y'all, man. It's a full-time job each way.
Aww. Well, Helen, thanks for calling. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Love,
bye.
Peace.
Last but not least, he's a regular, and he's got his own theme song. Destiny and Ebony, you guys have not met him yet. Mike is in Waukesha.
Mike. You guys
will love Mike. He's great.
Do we really got to talk to Mike in Waukesha?
Yes, we do.
Get him on the line.
He's like Roger. He's one of those people that just shows up with everything.
He's always around and he's always got good points.
And he calls his wife Bulldog, which we love.
Hey. She doesn't want a puppy. She want a big dog.
Yep. On the radio waves.
And enter Mike. What up, big dog?
Mike, Ebony, and Destiny are here. You'll meet them at our private regulars party next month that you'll all get invited to. Welcome.
Yeah, what's going on? Loud on that other end of the line. It's like, man, there's so many people. I want to be there too. I feel like I got FOMO.
Join the party, baby. You in.
You can come to the party, Mike.
We need to find that five. Come on.
Come on. We need more help.
Hell, I'm self-employed. I'll just drive on down there right now. Whatever.
He said, I am the boss. I got time.
Mike, we wouldn't say no at this point. We've let everybody else
in that corner. You never know.
All right, Mike. Is she the jerk for wanting her boyfriend to get their kid's name tattooed on her? On him, rather.
I'm going to say she's the jerk. Mm. She's not a jerk for the tattoo part, but for trying to force him into getting it. Maybe he's got a reason. I think that's why she's the jerk.
Wow.
No, and I agree with the other caller that was just on. First of all, Helen. Six kids, hats off to you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, forget. I can't do that. My daughter, she's my stepdaughter. I call her my daughter. I met her when she was four. She was so easy. Like, this kid thing's easy. Had my son, got a vasectomy right after. Like, this ain't easy.
He said,
like,
we're done.
Oh, one's easy. He got two. Never mind.
Never mind. Never mind.
Kudos to her. Kudos to her.
Aww.
But, yeah, like, I mean, I think you got to think about a tattoo. Because I got two of them when I was younger. I'm like, this is sweet. I'm 18. I'm getting a tattoo. They're dumber than Get Out. And I'm like, well... We're on there, and like Bulldog even gives me a hard time about it, and I'm like, man, okay. Like,
nobody told you to get the Wu-Tang tattoo on yourself, man. Nobody said you had to.
That's the best one.
Nobody said you had to.
Mike, Jen in Vegas texted in, and she said she listens in Vegas on the Odyssey app. She's from here. She said 100% agree with Lala. She's not the jerk for asking him to get one, but what is his reasoning for not getting it? Their son will notice someday that his sibling's name is on dad's body and his name isn't. I hope he has answers for a son that doesn't hurt his feelings.
Do we know if it's a boy or a girl child?
No, I don't know. Mm. I don't know if it matters.
Maybe it does matter, because maybe he's going to be a young man one day, maybe dad wants to get a tattoo with him.
I'm just going to say that. If he's waiting for it to be? That. Yeah, mm. What if he's waiting? Like, check this out.
Boys do a lot of dumb things, Ebony. That doesn't make it.
Well, dang.
Oh, wait, I forgot.
What do you mean,
boys? My bad.
You don't care about that.
I said that out loud. My bad.
Sorry, Mike.
No, but, okay.
And, you know, this lady, I cracked me up because I'm into, like, watching, like, crime movies and, like, you know, prison movies and stuff like that. And I'm thinking about this lady. I'm picturing her in my head, like, she's playing, like she's in the clink or something like that. Like, you're going to get this tattoo or else, you know. And it's like, yeah, take it easy.
They've been together for 7 years. They have a 3-year-old. She wants to know why that kid's name isn't tatted yet.
I think we need to revisit from her email. She needs to send you guys another one, because if they've been together 7 years, they have a kid, why aren't they married, too? Is this fella got, like,
You're not gonna pressure people into getting married in 2025.
If we're pressuring into tattoos,
look, our boss is a perfect example of two kids happily, and they're like, we are completely content. Because why get married? We already are. Like, you know, you don't have to be married to be together.
Yeah, man.
No, maybe, but,
Name and taxes.
Name and taxes.
And sometimes religion. That's the only other reason. Ooh, that's a lot of times it's religion. I can understand that, you know.
Yeah, but maybe she said, hey, let's get married. He's like, no, I don't want to do that. So she's like, okay, get this tattoo. He's like, no, I don't want to do that.
Fine, get a tattoo then. Mike,
with my
get
name
out of here,
on your
bro.
Ring finger. There you go.
I don't know.
Mike, we love you. Thanks for calling, all right?
Okay, I'll say love you, too, because I remember at the food drive, you were like, say love you, and you yelled at me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's going to kill me.
Mike wouldn't say love you.
Oh my God.
He got weird. He got uncomfortable. Well, I was trying to sit on his lap and tell him I love him.
It'd be the boundary thing.
I'll take the lap dance next time, DZ. It's all good.
Thank you, Poppy. Love you. Love you, man.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
You too, man. Happy New Year. All that good stuff. Be safe. Be merry on it.
Bye,
love, man.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
Bye. All right. So it's utter chaos in here. We have Ebony and Destiny, two of our regulars who stopped by because it's the holiday season and we don't care anymore. Fa la 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 la
la la la. Whippa.
Coming up next, after we give away these Morgan Wallen tickets, because we have to. Sorry, you're here. You can't win, girls.
Let me go with y'all.
You got to go back in the parking lot and call.
Yeah,
us.
You got to call from outside if you try to do all that.
You can't be in here.
I think my car is calling me. Be right back.
You are exempt in this studio. Bye.
414-533-1037. After we give away these Morgan Wallen tickets, because he's going to be at Soldier Field next summer in June 19th. Then I'm going to do the top dumpster fire datings of the year. We got to count them down.
Yep.
Oh, she is freaking out. Pull up Angela in Johnson Creek. Angela!
Why is she freaking out? Angela!
Oh, my God.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Welcome to Allie and DZ. Good morning. Oh, good morning.
What's Johnson Creek doing? You shopping?
You at the pine cone? What's happening?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, I'm actually on my way to work.
Boo. Wait, people work and live there? I thought we just shopped there.
You just shopped there.
No, I actually work in Brookfield.
Ah, so she's on the way this side. Okay.
You drive into the city, baby.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, Angela.
I am shaking right now.
You should be shaking because you're going to see Morgan Wallen.
Hey.
God.
Next summer's lit.
I'm so excited.
Ah, you're going to Soldier Field.
I listen to you guys every morning. I'm not a regular as well.
That's okay.
But I love you guys.
We know that there are regulars that listen every day, and we love you just as well, Angela.
Oh,
go
my
on.
God.
We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
You're
oh
so
my
great.
God.
No,
it's
you're happening. So great. She said, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I listen it's every happening. Morning. I love you guys. It finally paid off. Oh, my gosh. It's going to pay off every day.
Angela, we hope you have a great time. June 19th, Soldier Field, next summer with Morgan Wallen.
She
okay?
Said,
oh, my God. Thank you guys so much. Hey. This is the best day of my life.
I know. You know what the best day of my life is? Tomorrow when I hit up the outlets. You want to meet for lunch?
Ah.
Yeah.
Stop. Angela, somebody's going to be in touch. Have a great time
oh
at the Morgan
God.
Wallen
thank
show.
Thank you guys so
you're
much.
You're so welcome.
Awesome. Day.
Aww, you too.
Well. Happy holidays. Bye.
All right. So Ebony and Destiny, our regulars, are still in here. I don't know. You've like employed people to find the five. This is a joke.
Yeah, you didn't know this, but I actually
it's
texted them a few days ago
it's
to come
job.
In today specifically to help look
well,
for the
if
five.
If they find it, you didn't.
No, I did. I did.
Destiny, I can't hear your mics off right
all,
now.
All I need is for them to say real quick where it is, and then I will find it.
Oh, please. Mm-hmm. Good luck. All right, well, a dumpster fire dating, the top dumpster fires of the year. We did this last year. We counted them down. We're going to count them down this year. It's coming up next. You go find the five. I'll get ready for dumpster fire.
I only need 2 minutes. I'll be back with the
please.
Five in my hand.
Okay, fine. Bye.
Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Wah, wah. Welcome to the final edition of 2025 Dumpster Fire Dating, where we count down all of the losers and a few winners Allie went out with this year. Ebony and Destiny. Destiny's in here. Ebony's in here. And here I am, still single, 12 years after my divorce. It's going great, everybody.
12 years after her divorce?
No, I'm not doing it, never will. So we ain't
like,
having
nope,
problem.
Nope. Okay, so DZ, I thought hard because believe it or not, I really didn't date that much this year, especially in the second half.
Yeah.
I gave up in the second half after I was in the hospital in August during mm-hmm. the day that we got the big flood, the day of the fair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just like completely focused on my health, whatever was going on. I've been going through all that. Don't have a lot of answers for you. Just doing a lot of things behind the scenes.
Focus has been split.
And then, so we only really had the beginning half of the year. Because the last time I even, like, connected with a man was when I went out with the guy I tried to reconnect with, who I had dated 2 years ago.
That's
and
right.
We went out and hung out. And then he goes, I don't want a relationship. And I go, well, I do.
Okay.
So we stopped talking.
Right.
And well, that was it. That was the last one.
But then two weeks later, you're like, you know what? I don't want a relationship.
Oh, my goodness.
You know that's true.
So what? Maybe true. Maybe true. However, I did put him on the list at number two. I did not feel like... You know who comes in at number three this year on Dumpster Fire Dating?
Who's number three? DC
thought that I should have had better dumpster fires, but BBL Boo at the beginning of the year, it's the only relationship I had this year, let's be real. Yeah. It lasted a month and a half, and then I freaked out and dumped his ass.
Yep.
So I would say that was a bit of a dumpster fire.
Yeah,
that
BBL being said, Boo was a weird time, though.
I did the right thing.
I just like saying the name.
BBL Boo.
BBL Boo.
But he was tall, he was hot, he was really nice to me. He just annoyed me and did... he was a little too young, and his kids were too little for me, I think. He had babies, and I'm not interested in diapers right now. I'll do auntie. I'm not doing mom.
Not doing full time changes.
So that was by far number three. My relationship with BBL Boo.
I respect that. I respect that though. Yeah,
because it did go down in flames abruptly.
Unfortunately, yes, it was quick.
Number two, I tried to reconnect with the guy from my past. That went horribly. That was like July-ish.
Well, it makes you feel weird when you reach back, you know, and not old
flame.
Well,
he thought we were just gonna have fun. I'm like, nah.
Right, like no, I actually wanted to create something here, and he went, oh god, no,
never
no.
mind. Ooh, never mind.
That's not what I was.
Which is funny because the first time we dated, he wanted to create something, and then it was flipped.
And then you flip. So yeah, that's off putting. That's off putting. I'd put that on there. Sure.
Number one by far this year on Dumpster Fire Dating is a very recent one. Let's be real.
Yep.
It's the loser that's been telling people for 20 years he made out with me at a bar in West Dallas in 2005. True story.
No question. I don't
know this guy. I don't remember this guy. I don't even think this story is true. If I'm being quite honest,
no.
But he's been telling people for 20 years we made it at a bar.
No.
And then when I didn't respond to him trying to slide into my DMs in 2023, he called me an offensive name on Facebook, which we talked about in Dumpster Fire Dating.
That wasn't cool.
That guy was a loser. That's my number one. The guy who tried way too hard and has been telling, I mean.
But 20 years? 20 like, what have you been doing in 20 years, bro, that you've been thinking about this whole makeout
thing? That's what I said. I was like, that's cloud chasing.
Really?
We don't even know if it happened. My friends are like, we've never seen that guy,
it's obsessive Allie. Behavior. Well,
here's what I said. I said he wanted a little 5 minutes of fame. He wanted some clout.
That's
he wanted,
what it is.
He wanted
and now
to,
he's got you. Look,
he wanted to be a troll.
Well, he didn't get me.
And he got what he wanted, bro. You know,
like
he got to reshare some story, and he's going to get hated on, right? Like, he knew what he was doing.
I don't think he won, because he reshared a story he's been telling people that is possibly a lie, or that in telling
But you're still talking about him. That's what I'm saying. He won, because, look, you're still talking about
him. I don't feel bad about this at all. I think he's a tool.
Well, no, give him his 3 minutes of fame.
He's got his 3 minutes.
One.
I mean, you can go read it on Facebook. He can have that fame, too.
Yeah.
I don't think he should be proud of the 5 minutes of fame right now.
No.
Especially since I got a message from the wife of one of his friends who said, this guy's a tool. He's been telling everybody in their group chat at like 3 a.m. He's a weirdo.
When you're mentally convoluted, negative attention is good attention. So he's going, I don't care that it's negative. I'm just going to keep rolling with this. I'm going to keep sharing it because you're talking about me.
Hmm?
Remember when you goosed me that one time?
When I what?
You goosed me.
Like, I don't even know what that means.
Pinched my booty?
No, but I'll do it now.
See what I'm saying? See, you don't remember?
I remember.
Destiny.
Yes, 3 minutes of fame.
It was more than a pinch.
Hey, babe. Sorry, babe.
Lala was there. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so on that note.
Honorary mention for dumpster fire, I guess. The goose.
The estrogen in the room has got me sweating.
Is that why I feel so calm?
Yes.
Maybe.
It might just be the body heat, but we got to go. That's it. There's your top three for dumpster fire dating. BBL Boo, the relationship went down in flames.
Yep.
Reconnecting with the guy from 2 years ago. That went down
in
flames.
That was terrible.
And then the guy who's been telling people for 20 years we made out at a bar in West Dallas in 2005.
Oh Lord!
Can we just say
you know you're hot.
Let's not follow rumors, bro. Let's not follow the rumor mill.
I'm gonna create the next one for you.
The man?
No, I'm gonna say it was me and you.
Oh, well, it can be.
Yeah, also, I'll corroborate.
I dated her before she lost all that weight. Then she lost some weight, and she forgot who I was.
No, I remember. Dang. I remember when you guys dated. No, I do remember. I remember this. Yeah,
see what I'm saying?
He was there.
I'll repost.
You repost.
You got the picture, Neo? You ain't see us at Neo?
I saw you guys. At Neo. I thought you guys were rekindling.
Ebony was there the night.
Best wing woman in the world.
Ebony was there the night
right
that
here.
We were out for the fair.
Yes.
She came with me to the fair.
Ariana.
And we ended up at Polly's in West Allis.
Oh my goodness.
And you haven't heard this, Destiny, have you? We ended up at Polly's across the street from the Wisconsin State Fair, and we walk in and somebody starts crying in the bathroom telling me how their husband's cheating on them in the bar, and the woman's there. So I then go outside and I walk straight up to the people having the affair.
Oh my goodness.
You two having an affair? And they go, huh?
And I just looked at Allie.
All hell breaks loose. And then Ariana from West Allis walks in out of nowhere and goes, Allie! Ariana from West Allis!
No, but Allie was
arms
gone.
Arms flying. The mistress is going after the wife. And I'm like, Ariana! I mean, it's the most chaotic night you've ever seen in your life. Ebony's ready to throw down, of course.
Yeah, because at this point, let's do it.
Yeah. Why not?
And meanwhile, Kelly and Sussex, and this is like a regular Zoom.
I was at home.
Sussex pops in, and she's just dancing.
Respectfully,
dancing.
We tried to get DZ and Aaron to come with us. Thankfully, y'all didn't.
No, I ain't gonna lie. We was at the outsider. We avoided all that.
But you were still in the little in the brace. So, thank God.
Exactly. Because you know, I had my brace and I had my cane, and you guys know I like to fight. So, me being there would have been a bad option. Because Ariana wouldn't have saved both of us. She could have only saved one of us that night.
It was an epic night, and Ariana pulled me out of
I could see you swinging off, too. Like,
thank you to the Kelly.
Come on, son. I did taekwondo, karate, all that, and I got hands.
Dude, the second the mistress looked at the wife and started yelling at her, I go, That's when I lost it. I turned to the husband and I go, you gonna let her talk to your wife like that? And then it was on. Then all hell broke loose.
And then everybody got awkward.
He said, wait, what wife? Hold on.
Anyway, at least I don't have a cheating husband in a bar in West Allis. It could be
worse.
There
you go.
Silver lining.
Silver lining of dumpster fire. There we go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.